Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Kirloskar Pneumatic Company Limited Q2 FY26 post-earnings conference call hosted by Antique Stock Broking Limited. As a reminder, all participants' lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Amit Shah from Antique Stock Broking Limited. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Shah.
Yeah, thank you, Hina. Good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of Antique Stock Broking Limited, I welcome you all to 2Q FY26 post-earnings conference call of Kirloskar Pneumatic Company Limited. To discuss the results, we have the senior management team of the company represented by Mr. K. Srinivasan, Managing Director of the company, and Mr. Ramesh Birsdar, Chief Financial Officer of the company. I would request Mr. Srinivasan to give us the opening remarks, post which we can open the floor for Q&A. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Amit. Good evening to all of you. Let me say greetings for the Diwali festival season. May the festival of light bring us all a brighter and clearer future. Thank you all for joining the call today. I know there has been a significant level of disappointment, and I think we have a strong reason to explain what we have done and how we are going to do better going forward. I have with me Mr. Ramesh Birsdar, the Chief Financial Officer, who will be able to explain the numbers. And of course, I have Mr. Jitendra Shah, the Company Secretary and the Chief Compliance Officer. Before we proceed with the business updates, can I request Jitendra to read out the disclaimer statement, please?
Thank you, sir. And good evening to all. The presentation uploaded on the website of the company and discussion on the financial results during the earnings call may contain statements relating to future business developments and economic performance that could constitute forward-looking statements. While these forward-looking statements represent the company's judgments and future expectations, a number of factors could cause actual developments and results to differ materially from expectations. The company undertakes no obligation to publicly revise any forward-looking statements to reflect future events or circumstances. Further, investors are requested to exercise their own judgments in assessing various risks associated with the company and also the effectiveness of the measures which are taken by the company in tackling them, as indicated during the discussions. Thank you.
Thanks, Jitendra. So let me proceed with the business updates. We had a quarter that was challenging on all fronts, in order booking, in sales, as well as in execution, making it a rather poor H1. For the first time in many years, our order booking, sales, and profits were lower than the corresponding period of the previous year. Sales in H1 was at rupees 665 crore as against 706 crore of the previous year. Most of the execution challenges came from packages to be shipped both in refrigeration as well as packages for the CNG stations. Domestic market was muted with various uncertainties causing delay in project clearance and approvals. Export sales at 31 crore was also lower than the 43 crore of the previous year H1. Order booking was most impacted due to the underlying uncertainty and churn, particularly in the oil and gas space, and this left us with an order book of rupees 1,667 crore as on 1st October as compared to 1,624 crore on 1st April 2025, significantly below our plan. The mitigating factor in all this has been the finalization of a couple of large orders which will utilize our unique manufacturing capabilities that we had recently set up. We will book these orders in Q3. We also expect that some of the delayed decisions will now be cleared, giving us the much-needed order bank for the next year. We gainfully utilized this period of uncertainty to commercialize many of our IPs. The test catalytic centrifugal compressor has quickly established itself as a product to beat in its space, having crossed the 100 mark. We now have an order of 115 compressors this year, and of which we have done about 88 of them so far. We still have 27 to go. Janus D range of specialty motors and our new screw compressor, as well as the Taichi semi-hermetic compressors, have both had successful launch. We should see them scale up in the next quarter. Our subsidiary company, Systems and Components, where we have 55.26% holding, too had a muted quarter. Sales was about 9 crores, and they became profitable for the first time in many quarters. We expect them to grow from here with increased market presence and support from the parent. The net working capital was at rupees 202 crores. This is significantly lower than the rupees 316 crore at the same period last year. This is on the back of strong receivable management and significant advances from the customers. CapEx spent was at about 28 crores. We expect to have a total CapEx spend of near 90 crores during the year. Free cash generation from operations in H1 was 143 crores. Now let's discuss the result by product lines. The air compressor business had two bright spots. The test catalytic centrifugal compressors, as well as the reciprocating compressors for CO2, which is co-generated in the ethanol industry. There was a general slowdown in the finalization of orders across industries except cement and metal. With our new Janus D-based screw compressors coming to the market, we expect to take market share in the next couple of quarters. Refrigeration compressor and systems. The refrigeration compression segment was also running at two speeds. The large projects were running slow, plagued by uncertainty, while the food and consumption-driven business was booming. Here, our Q&A packages were the star, winning orders across pharma, dairy, fisheries, concrete casting, et al. The ammonia reciprocating compressor continued to rule the cold chain and ice plant space. The Taichi semi-hermetic compressor was a new kid of the block, immediately taking market share from imports. We expect this to scale up rapidly and take most of the 1,000-plus compressors that are currently being imported from Europe. In a significant move, the board cleared filing an application under the production-linked incentive scheme for entering the commercial air conditioning space with our unique Zephyros C system. The commercial air conditioning market in India is over 5,000 crore, and we expect to address a significant share of this with our efficient and economic solution. This will be a completely indigenous product. Once approved, we will commission this project in 18 months. Gas compression system. The oil and gas sector globally has been going through a period of unpredictability that has come from multiple reasons. Technological changes, energy transition, as well as the geopolitical uncertainty. As a company, we have learned to work with all this. We offer upstream, midstream, and downstream compression packages, CNG distribution systems, biogas packages, hydrogen packages, etc. Yet with all this, both order intake and execution remain the challenge in H1. We continue to get orders for packages, CNG stations and booster stations, but clearly this has been slowing down quarter on quarter for nearly 2 years now. We don't see this improving in the next quarters either. The only redeeming feature in this space has been the pickup of export orders for CNG packages to the MENA region. Both biogas and hydrogen are still to scale up to any significant value. Export has never been a part of our strategy to grow in this space of our growth. In this phase of our growth, consequently, we are not impacted by all the churn in this space. We expect to have about the same export of last year, that's about 124 crores. The tie-up with PDC Inc. is offering comprehensive solution for hydrogen and other difficult to handle gases has helped us to win a couple of packages. With changing priorities in the US, India and Asia seem to be a more attractive market for hydrogen packages, and we expect to see more activity here. The O&M service business continues to grow with the installed base growing. However, we did take a hit of 2 crores as write-offs on account of bad debts in this quarter. Outlook for H2 F26. The industrial activity in India has slowed down in several sectors, and it does impact both the demand as well as sentiments. CapEx spend, except in few government-led sectors, is still very hesitant. Yet in all this, there are some clear areas of investment and growth. Domestic consumption, as well as a secular trend of localization of supply chain. The two strategic choices that we made a couple of years back stand us in good stead. One, focus on domestic market and look to export only after we pick up size. And two, manufacture in-house as much as we can using technology as a differentiator. We have finalized a couple of large orders based on our manufacturing capabilities. With the new launches and this manufacturing capability-led business, we expect to more than catch up in H2. We will deliver a strong double-digit growth this year and will do even better in F27. The commercialization of various IPs like the Zephyros C and entering the large commercial air conditioning market should ensure that our aspirational growth targets will be met. Now I will request Ramesh Birazdar, the CFO, to take you through the financial aspects first. Thank you.
Ramesh. Thank you. Good evening, everyone. I trust you must have reviewed the Q2 and H1 FY26 financial results, which are published promptly on the BSE and NSE website following our board meeting. A comprehensive presentation detailing these results is also available on company's website. For your convenience, I would like to provide summary of our performance for the second quarter as well as the first half of fiscal year 26. Sales of Q2 FY26 were higher compared to Q1 sales of current year. Sales at 378 crore, it registered a growth of 37% compared to Q1 sales of 272 crore and compared to Q2 FY25 sales of 431 crore. The H1 FY26, the sales were at rupees 650 crore compared to 706 crore of H1 FY25. Other income for the Q2 FY25 was at rupees 6.8 crore, which is almost alike rupees 6.2 crore in Q2 FY25, while other income for H1 FY26 at rupees 15 crore, which is higher than H1 of FY25, which is of 10.6 crore. Material cost for Q2 FY26 was at 52.1% compared to 51% in the corresponding quarter of the previous year. For H1 FY26 and H1 FY25 remains the same. This is due to better product mix, package sales of our air conditioning and refrigeration division in Q2 FY26. The split between the packages, which is around 33%, and the product of 67% orders contributed to maintain the material cost at a reasonable level, and we expect material cost to remain same at in the remaining period of the year. ERE increased to the extent of increase of manpower and impact of salary revision from April 25. During the year, deserving employees were granted increments aligned with the prevailing industry trend. As a result, the H1 cost for FY26 stands at rupees 97.4 crore compared to 87 crore in corresponding period of FY25. There is no interest cost relating to any borrowing either for Q2 or H1. As a result, the company is a debt-free company. I would like to state that company has a net cash and cash equivalent position of rupees 424 crore as on 1st October 25. During H1 FY26, the company incurred capex of approximately 29 crore and paid dividend of almost rupees 42 crore. No big change in depreciation. It is aligned with the asset addition. Regarding other expenses, we have observed a mix of both fixed and variable costs. There has not been any significant variation in the level of expenditure during the current quarter compared to the previous one. The strategic investment made by the company in installing solar systems at all our locations is now yielding the benefits. This is evident as the power costs have remained consistent despite increase in the activity at our Nashik location and plant 2 in Sasod. EBITDA at 17% in Q2, which is up from 15.7% in Q1 of FY26. For H1 FY26, EBITDA is Rs. 109 crore at 16.4% compared to 20% in H1 FY25. PBT of Rs. 57 crore at the rate of 14.8% for Q2 FY26 against Rs. 92 crore in Q2 FY25 at the rate of 21%. PBT of Rs. 94 crore for H1, while PBT of 128 crore in H1 FY25. Higher profit in H1 FY25 was despite the sub large package in Q2 FY25. Consequently, PAT is showing a similar trend in Q2 and H1. PAT, that is profit after tax, in both Q2 and H1, with the PAT reduced from 94 crore in H1 FY25 to Rs. 71 crore in H1 FY26. Company issued 17,700 equity shares in H1 under its employee stock option program. Previous year, 68,200. Consequently, paid up share capital increased marginally as compared to the beginning of the year. Basic EPS for H1 FY26 is at ₹10.98 as against ₹14.57 per share in FY25. With over 91% of revenues coming from our compression segment, it remains the only reportable segment, and the segment profitability in Q2 is at 20.3% and in H1 at 19.5%, as against 25.6% in Q2 FY25 and 23.1% in H1 FY25. Company has an order board of over ₹1,667 crore as against 1,624 crore at the beginning of the year. Capital employed in the compression business reduced by 78 crore, reaching to 258 crore at the end of H1 FY26 compared to 333 crore at the start of the year. We have regrouped, rearranged the finances wherever it is necessary. We have published the consolidated income statement, which now includes the newly acquired company system and component. Comparable financial details will be available only after completion of full year in the reporting cycle. Now this forum is open for discussion with our esteemed investors. Amit?
Anyone out there? We cannot hear you. Mr. Amit Shah?
Hina, we can open the floor.
Open the forum for the discussion, a Q&A.
Okay. Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Priyank Chheda from Vellum Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. Thank you for the opportunity. First, just on the business scenario, versus the 23rd July, when we had a call for the last quarter, you called out for 500 crores of sales in Q2. In fact, if you see the business environment has improved since then, what would be the key factors that you would want to point out for the performance, which has been way below than your own internal targets?
Yeah, thanks for this question, because I think this is an important question to answer. We have three reasons why we think the business has not performed to the level it should have. One, there has been a structural change that is happening in the process gas business. Particularly in the gas distribution side, we seem to have lost market share in terms of the CNG packages and the boosters. We seem to have not got enough clearances, and we always thought that's because the site's not getting ready. I think it's more than that. And that's the reason also when I said that we did take a hit of whatever old payments that they didn't make, because I believe there is a clear downtrading in this sector where they have all gone down to cheaper products and they are acceptable to them. So first is there is a sectorial change, and there we have to look at how we can make ourselves more competitive. That's the first one. That is our poor call judgment of what is happening in the market. The second one is there is definitely a hesitancy in terms of giving clearances. I gave an example of Test Capital Poker. We had an order for 115. About 27 are still under manufacture, which means really we're not getting enough clearances or drawings, approvals to even complete the packaging. 88 have been delivered, and out of that only 46 have been commissioned. The rest of the 42 are just lying at site without even commissioning, which means the while we say the business environment is better, not really showing up in terms of project execution. Even where you push and deliver to them, the projects are not getting started. So they're all standing at site. So overall, there is definitely a slowdown in project execution. That's the second one. The third one is new projects or projects is where bulk of the changes or lack of clearance is happening. If you look at general engineering, consumption-driven space, where we look at, let's say, air compressors, the demand is reasonably okay. So the general consumption-driven thing, there is some activity going on, nothing big has changed. That seems to be happening. Here, our market share as it is very low, 5%. And there we seem to have getting orders. It's not that there are no orders there. So that is, seems to be running okay. But the clear big difference, I would say, is one, process gas system not doing as well for us, so there's a loss of market share. Two, we definitely have a slowdown, particularly in project execution, that is probably hurting us more than what it would hurt others who are driven by consumption-driven business.
Very clear. And for this, maybe the suggestion has been floated around it, the three segments which we report, which is F, air and gas. If you start giving out the quarterly revenues right up front in the presentation, it would answer a lot of such one of the few turning points that you are trying to highlight. Yeah, thank you for that. My second question is on the new launches. I think we have high hopes on Tesla, Kipoka and Kiano packages. So would you want to just highlight on in terms of how has been the sales over last 6 months on these new launches? And when you highlighted on the test lucky Poka where 42 are lying at your site, would it be fair to say that
customer site shipped
okay,
and not
the customer site? Okay, so but the revenue has been booked for 80, right, out of 115?
Everything that is billed and shipped out, the revenue is booked. 88 have been shipped out and that's been booked.
Okay. Got it. So the question was on in overall the new launches and their performance over last 6 months.
Yeah. So like I said, the Test Cat Lipuka clearly is a winner. It is probably the industry standard now. People have accepted it as the product to beat. So we can only see as projects happen more frequently and more projects get clear, this will scale up. We talked of first saying that this is a market of about 300 crores or so. I believe it can be even bigger and more market share will come from this product. There is only at the moment four range that we make. We make 2,100, 3,500, 500 and 7,000. We don't address the full range of centrifugal. We will try and increase that during the next batch of production. So that's broadly what we'll do on Test Cat Lipuka. Kione has got well established across all the industries. We talked of pharma, dairy, fisheries, and all these are picking up. So Kione packages also will continue to grow. We'll expect to do at least about 50 packages this year.
Got it. And one last question before I come back in the queue. The order book for the last quarter, last year, September, is somehow, I think, has got restated to 1624 versus the last year it was 1780. So maybe a clarification on that. And sir, on your side, what would you like to revise the guidance for FY26 and beyond? Maybe there are interim jerks, but would you want to restate that starting FY27 or starting next quarter, how should we think of the performance versus the original guidances that you would have been, you are giving us? Thank you.
Yeah, so as far as the guidance is concerned, as far as this year is concerned, we will get to very near a 15% plus growth for the full year. You will see in between Q3, maybe the growth is even higher because we had last year a poor Q3. But then for the full year, we have taken the definitely about 15% growth on top line. and correspondingly, because the business ratios have not changed, so the profits will also grow by and large about 25-30% based on what we'll do this year.
And all the order book which has got restated.
Order book 1,624 crore is the correct, which is at the beginning of the year. So 1,624 to 1,667, this is the 6 months of the period what I given to you in the presentation. So 1,600 is the correct, which is starting, that is the opening order book as on 1st April 2025.
But your concern on order booking overall still remains. See, I must clarify that while we are giving you the total orders on hand compared to last year, we expected to book significantly larger number of orders in Q2 compared to what we actually did. We are not happy with our current position and we expect some larger orders to be finalized in Q3. As I speak, I know that there are some big orders that you have finalized, but it's not in my hand. So I will still not talk about it till it is done.
Thank you.
Thank you. We will. The next question is from the line of Rishabh Shah from Bugle Rock PMS. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for the opportunity. Sir, my question is, in the previous years, we have guided that our exports will be in the range of 15-20%. But we haven't cost a bit 10% for many years. We just wanted to know what gaps were left from our side that we couldn't achieve our targets, and any process in place to fill those gaps so that we can reach our target.
Mr. Shah, I think in the last at least 4-5 years of all our calls, you'll see we have been saying export is not our focus area. We will try and be even a global company operating primarily out of India and Indian market in this phase of our growth, and we will talk of export being important once we come to a significant size and scale. We always said that export will never go beyond double digit, single digit, it will be around 7-8%, and that's where we are. So I think there could be some mistakes in understanding. So I'll repeat again, export is not a strategy for us at the moment. There are only few markets that we export to, and that is largely the MENA region and Southeast Asia. The best export we did was 177 crore. Last year it was 124 crore. We have always been saying that we'll do about the same this year as well.
Okay. So my next question is, what percentage of revenues comes from the aftermarket sales? Since it is a very high margin business, so are we taking any steps to further increase aftermarket as a percentage?
Here again, I'll clarify. We've been saying in several calls, aftermarket margins and original product margin for us is more about the same. We don't do any very special pricing on spares, etc., compared to other competitors who predominantly sell import-dependent capital goods. Consequently, they have to make their margin only on spares and service. Our margins are about the same on both. The second thing is we said sales and service combined is about 15% of our total turnover, and that broadly remains the same. That has not changed either.
Okay. And so next question is, one, we have said that the refrigeration side of business is 100% all imports, and it is a 3,000 crore market. So, any steps on that side to gain maximum market share? Because 6,000 crores only for refrigeration is a huge market for Kirloskar Pneumatic.
So, let me again clarify. The refrigeration and air conditioning as a segment, what we report, is today predominantly refrigeration. We do very little or almost no air conditioning at all. Almost all of it is refrigeration business. The segment that we say where the refrigeration air conditioning business consists of broadly industrial refrigeration, commercial refrigeration, and comfort refrigeration or air conditioning. Now, we have not been in the last one, which is the comfort space, which is where air conditioning predominantly falls. The Indian market for air conditioning is roughly 25,000 crore. It has got three parts. It's got the domestic air conditioning, it has got the commercial air conditioning, which is open circuit, and then there is a commercial air conditioning, which is run by what is called as variable refrigerant flow systems, which is what we see as the split air conditioners, etc. Today, we are, for the first time, proposing to enter the air conditioning market, which we have never entered before. And we are offering the Zephyros C system for this space. And we are doing it by the a unique process. So we still not announced it, so I would like to stay with that. The patent has been filed, but let the PLI get approved. A unique process by which our Zephyros C would offer zero global warming potential and zero ozone depleting potential. This will be one of the most efficient systems. We have several patents around it. And this will address roughly about 5,000 crore of the 25,000 crore market.
Okay. So just a last question in terms of cost structure. How different would be our cost structure as compared to our competitor, let's say Atlas Copco?
That's a very difficult question to answer because see, we compete with the company you mentioned in many sectors. In the air compressor business, our actual cost structure wise, we should be much cheaper than them because they still import at least the key parts of the air compressors from abroad. If you look at the Sentry, we make 100% here and they would import a significant part again. So I would say that if you look at purely on cost structure, we should be significantly cheaper.
Okay. Fine, sir. Thank you. I'll get back in the queue.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Abhijit Singh from Systematics. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. I hope I'm audible.
Yes, sir, you are audible.
Yeah, sir, the first question is on the centrifugal compressors. So, sir, if I didn't hear it wrongly, the market right now in India is about 300 crores. And I would like to understand, first of all, why do I use the centrifugal compressor versus the old traditional technologies of reciprocating and screw, and which particular sector, you know, this market consists of majorly. And let's say in the next 5 years, do we see this market expanding substantially? That's my first question.
Okay. So just as a quick clarification, centrifugal compressor is used in all applications where you need large volume of air which is free from oil. So this is a dry, clean air where it is used in large volume. Industries that use it, pharma, metal production, then you look at the tire industry, carbon black, so quite a few of them, textile spinning industry, a whole lot of them use large volumes of clean air without oil. So this is a very, very popular machine. It is used extensively where you need very large volume of air. In many cases, like as you start becoming bigger and bigger, companies will go more towards centrifugal than the other ones because the lifetime cost of running this is significantly cheaper than either the screw or the reciprocating compressor. So this is the way you will go if you can afford it. So that's the kind of a requirement that we're talking of. Now, the Indian market, I believe, is now more like 500 crore-ish. It's not 300. It should be more going up. We are a late entrant. There have been several other suppliers who have been importing and selling this in India. They have a local presence, but most of the compressors come from abroad. Ours is a completely indigenously designed, patented, built product in India. It probably has the lowest cost of ownership among all the products available in India. Like any other new capital goods, it takes time for people to be convinced. They don't just get convinced by looking at it or seeing it or even trying it out. They will buy it, use it for some time, see its reliability, see its maintenance cost, and see how well it runs. We have crossed that 10% threshold. Now there is a faster conversion. We win more orders now than we do 1 year back. We expect to become something like a dominant player in this in the next year or so.
Right, sir. And sir, this 500 crore that you're talking about is the overall demand in India, including the imported and the produced within the country.
Yeah. Almost everything is imported except what we make.
So, okay, so we are the only player manufacturing this in India?
Complete manufacture only us. Rest of them import either most of it or significant part of it.
Right. So, my question was to understand the relative penetration. Like, let's say in India, the market is 500 crores. That would mean less than 10% of the overall market or less than 5%, including all air, gas, refrigeration. So, if you compare the penetration of this product, the centrifugal technology in India, versus some of the, you know, advanced manufacturing countries like China, Germany, etc. So, is there a significant scope to increase this penetration swiftly in the next 5 years?
Hard question to answer. General question is, if you ask me, over a period of time, this will go towards at least 20 to 25% of the market. There are still smaller areas where other compressors would be used. There would be specific areas where you need higher pressures, where you would still be reciprocating compressors. So there are some application-specific needs where the other ones will get used. This, at best, can go to about 20-25% of the market.
Understood. The second thing is on the air conditioning segment that we've entered into. So could you please talk about the product, like 5,000 crore market TAM out of the 25,000 crore overall air conditioning market? So what is the specific focus area here and how do we see this market to grow going forward?
See, the air conditioning market in India is growing. I gave you the current market as you see from the reports. We are entering only a niche in this. We are entering the commercial air conditioning space, which is cooled from packages, you know, larger packages, and where you have cooled water piped and then air handling systems within the premises. So this is a range of product. It is not the full air conditioning where you would have a variable refrigerant flow system. You could have so many other ways of doing it. We are only addressing a segment of the 25,000 crore market where we believe we have a unique offering which probably would be the lowest cost of ownership, lowest cost of operation, and 100% indigenous India made.
Right. And this is like a new segment for us completely. We haven't had this.
That's right.
You know, revenue coming
from
in the previous.
That's right.
All right. Sir, thanks a lot for all the answers. I'll come back in case.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Amit Anwani from PL Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for taking my question, sir. First question on the commercial AC where we are venturing into. More clarity, if you could provide on the 5,000 crore market. What is the competition? Is this the established market? And how we want to venture into that? And second thing, is it domestic import? How we would like to penetrate? Is it distribution-led, tender-based? And third part would be, what are the user use cases, user industries, whether this will be for the commercial buildings or industrial, some more color if that would help. And finally, on the 18 months project timeline, would you require more CapEx, more investment on the products? So some more fine print on this would help.
Okay. So the first thing is, Zephyrus C is a KTCL, several patents around this offering that we have. We are careful about the actual design till it is fully launched. It's not commercially launched. We have still a couple of more patents to file. We have filed the PLI application for setting up a large-scale plant. In the meanwhile, with our existing plant, we have made a couple of Zephyrus which are being put to use in our own, let's say, within our control areas, within our control to test out its efficacy, test out its various parameters, etc. And so we are quite hopeful and eager that we will be able to place it in the market in two speeds. First is, With or without PLI, our own manufacturing can take it up to a particular level, at least come to a stage of doing a few hundred packages, and that's the first one we will do. Parallelly, filing PLI is to take it to a much larger scale, where we can go for a few thousands at a time. So it's a much bigger project when we do that. So both will happen simultaneously, and that's also the way we are planning it. Now, as far as the market itself is concerned, if you go to any report or record on air conditioning, the Indian market for air conditioning, if you go by segment, it's split between domestic and commercial and then industrial. So air conditioning alone, and if you look at it, about 55% is domestic. We are not addressing it. Then there is about 35% is commercial, which is what we are planning to address. And then there is, of course, the industrial part, which we are not again addressing. Now, in the commercial space, there are three products which are currently available, two or three products. One is what is called as the split air conditioner kind of thing. Then we have the variable refrigerant flow type, and then there is a cool air circulating system, et cetera. Our product is positioned to be among the most efficient in this space for medium-sized operation. If you're running a small mall, you're running a large wedding hall or a restaurant or a smaller space, this will probably be the most efficient, most economic refrigeration air conditioning system. Now, this is an entry-level decision. Now, as we enter, as we perfect it, as we develop more variants, we will look at what other adjacencies that we can address, but that's too early for us to talk. Our estimate initially is we are focusing on about a 5,000 crore opportunity, and we're trying to place a product which will be technically superior, offering a lower cost of ownership, both in terms of CAPEX as well as OPEX.
Sure. So by any chance, we'll be working this, offering this product in data centers also?
At the moment, the first phase, no. Data center, I would put it in terms of more critical application specific. Maybe in the second phase, we may try, but at the moment, no.
Understood.
So if you ask me, an extreme case where this can work beautifully would be if you're looking at, eventually, if India moves into district cooling kind of air conditioning requirement, a version of it updated would probably be the best one to run for district cooling.
Right. Second question, sir, for the gas process and systems, where you highlighted that we lost market share also on the CNG side. Would you comfortable to share the volumes number? I think in the peak, we did about 220, 240 crore revenue from CNG side.
Yeah,
I think we can
come
down by 50%.
Yeah, come down by 50%.
Okay, by revenue and by volumes also?
Yeah.
And when you say that we are losing, is it losing the market share? Is it because of the pricing? Obviously, the volumes are coming down since market is coming down. But what is the reason for losing the market share?
So initially, our explanation was that they were placing orders, they're not lifting, etc. We thought it's largely because the sites are not ready and they're not giving clearance, etc. We realized that it was not winning the orders. Clearly, we are not competitive enough in the current scenario, which means the newer entrants are offering much, much lower overall price, which includes the equipment price and the five-year operation and maintenance contract combined, because these tenders are given out based on the initial quote as well as the five-year O&M, operating and maintenance. Where they seem to be doing things that we would hesitate is that they offer an operating and maintenance price which is quite unviable. It doesn't work. And how they manage within that is it's a Indian ingenuity at best I can talk of. And clearly that's not what we will do. So what we have to find a way to handle this is we'll have to come with a superior technical solution which will allow us to still be competitive. There is some more work to be done around this product and the way it is positioned. So structurally, we are not competitive in this space at this moment.
Right. And so finally, on the guidance, so now the ask rate would be more than 1200 crore revenue for the H2. And versus more than 900 crore last year. So almost 30%, 33% plus, which we want to achieve in H2. and kind of commentaries, which I understood there has been challenges in 2Q, and we are expecting challenges in some areas to continue. What gives us confidence, and in which areas we are confident that the revenue will come back very strongly so that we are able to do more than 1,200 crore revenue in H2?
Okay. So more than 1,200, let me take it quarter by quarter. We have a clear target for Q3, which should be half of what you mentioned. And at the moment, I have packages and large orders under execution, which should get me that number. So by January, I think we will see that the rest of the balance number to do will be not so big.
Right. And sir, on margins, operating margins will be able to maintain 17.8% operating margin we did in FY 2025, and we were guiding there would be some improvement. Now, seeing H1, are we expecting full-year margins to be similar to last year, or lesser than that, or better than that?
No, in the last year, FY 2025, Q2 was an abnormal operating profit or operating margin because of the dispatch of the large packages. And in the Q2, FY 2025, in the earnings call, we said this is the abnormal profit we got it because of the dispatch of large packages. But directionally, what we indicated to our investors, that between 18%-20% margin from our core business will be maintained. And we are still confident that we'll maintain the operating margin for our core business between 18%-20%. That is sure.
Sure, sir. Lastly, if I can squeeze, if you can provide the breakup of revenue between air, gas, and refrigeration for H1, and what was the growth, YoY growth in each of the segments?
Yeah, we used to say that gas is roughly, it used to be 45, came down to 40, is probably now down to about 30, 35. The refrigeration is about 35+, and the rest is about 20%, which is the air compressors and others. So what will you?
This is for H1.
Yeah, that's what has happened. So the gas has come down, and that has been taken up by refrigeration and a little bit with the others. Now, our bigger challenge is going to be after we finish the year, we will have to see these others, which is about 9%, can go higher than 10%, which means that's what we said. We're going to utilize a little bit of our manufacturing capability to execute projects. We have orders in that space, and that should give us some extra revenue. We're picking up some big orders in that space as well. So we will see a shift reduction in gas space, more or less same or improving in the air conditioning space, and improving further next year with the Zephyrus C project as it comes in step by step. Air would remain at about 20, and there will be others which will probably go beyond 10%, which will include a lot of the manufacture that we're doing now. That's the way it's going to be. Margins overall, guidance remains. We will be at about what we said, around 18%-20%, going towards 20%. That will not change. If you see actually the numbers in the first quarter, we did take an LD booking of about almost about 14 crores in the first 6 months, which is unusually high because all the projects that we completed the last shipment in the first or second quarter, we booked the entire LD. Now, these money doesn't go away completely. They all keep coming back after a lot of discussion, negotiation over the next couple of years. It goes on till a big battle, and then you get back half of it or so. So this half-year margins, don't look at it. You will see overall margins will balance out by end of the year.
Thank you, sir. Wishing you all the very best, and thanks for answering my questions. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sahil Sanghvi from Monarch Networth Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Am I audible?
Yes, sir, you are audible.
Yeah. Thank you for the opportunity. So I just want to clarify the split that you have given. Gas, you said 30%, refrigeration 35%, and air would be 25%, is it? Is that correct? It doesn't add up so.
No, no, about 20. And like I said, the others is now scaling up.
Okay. So others is what exactly? Sorry.
See, others historically had a little bit of the gears and transmission that we used to make.
Okay.
It is predominantly repurposed to meet our internal requirement for centrifugal, but still we make some transmission gears, etc., loose gears, etc. That's growing. Plus, we are putting our manufacturing facilities that we have set up for doing work for others.
Got it.
And that Got seems it. To be, that's why when I say we're picking up some big orders, most of them seem to be coming on this, which is short cycle. I'm executing not a project, but I'm doing some manufacturing for others. And that seems to be picking up much faster than anybody expected. With all this, I did put it out in my first opening comment, the two things that we said, do more internal manufacturing and look for exports on a significant way after some time. So the second one is doing very well, more manufacturing.
Got it. Got it. My second question is more of to understand the challenges in the refrigeration side, because in the starting comment of yours, you said that we have challenges in both refrigeration and gas packages. So if you can elaborate a little bit more on what are the challenges in on the refrigeration side and how do we aim to manage those? I mean, last quarter we you did comment on some of the Keone packages also are not picking up or the issues with the Howden compressor. So if you can just highlight on the challenges over there and what we'll do to resolve it.
So as far as refrigeration packages are concerned, large packages which use Howden compressors, the Howden compressors are available. That's not an issue now. But these packages, most of them get commissioned very near the shores, around the seacoast, both east and west coast. Most of my large customers have been hugely delaying, hesitant in taking these large packages. And they are running at least between 3 to 6 months behind. As these packages go out, the billing will happen. So there is no manufacturing issue. Their site work is still going on. And I expect that the site work will get completed and our packages will go.
Got it. Got it.
Keonic packages are selling well. I don't know whether I shared in one of my presentations. We have now proven solid examples and establishments with dairies, with fisheries. Fisheries, in spite of whatever is happening on export front, is still picking up this. Dairies are picking up food processing industries. People who make potato french fries and all this. A lot of them are picking up. So Keone is selling well.
Right. Right. And last question would be just to understand the kind of pickup that we have done on test kettle cooker. Can you give us the number of the units sold in, say, last year and the previous year? I mean, just to get some relative understanding.
So the first year, it was hardly anything, 10 or 12 or 15. I don't even have the exact number. So we never crossed triple digits till this year. So
and last year?
So this is really the biggest number that we're hitting.
Got it. And last year would be, what, 40, 50 or
much
more than
even
that?
Less, 45 to 40.
Okay. Okay. Got it. Got it. Thank you so much for the opportunity and all the best, sir.
Thank you.
A reminder to all the participants, please restrict yourselves to 2 questions. The next question is from the line of Kunal Sheth from BNK 361. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Good evening, sir. Thank you. So my question, first question is relating to the gas compressors. You mentioned that we have lost some market share there. So what is the kind of price gap that we currently have with the newer players who are currently eating into the market share?
Kunal, I have a question. What is this 361?
So, this is, we've been taken over by 360 Wealth Management. So, we are now a 361 company.
Okay. Now, I'll answer your question. So, thank you for answering my question. Okay. So, Kunal, it's like this. And why we sort of missed this also comes from the same reason. When you look at the package price to package price, let's say a CNG gas station with a motor or an engine that we deliver to the online stations where there is gas pipeline. The package price is not too much of a difference that we see, particularly in the boosters and others. The big difference comes when tenders are being commissioned or given out. They include along with it a 5-year O&M contract. Now, people are putting out prices for this 5-year O&M contract, but it's completely unmanageable. You can't run an O&M at that price. So, obviously, you have to be very clever in a very negative way to manage in that kind of a pricing. So, we are not sure how they do it. We have some anecdotal references how they're doing it, etc. And clearly, that's not what we would do. So, we have to find a way to deal in this business in a better way. Now, that's the reason why we are neither getting clearance for commissioning, nor are we getting new orders. Now, while this is happening, we also wanted to revalidate our product efficacy. Is our product good, or we have to do something deeper in the product itself? We had in the first 6 months significant shipment. I mean, whatever 33, 35 crores we shipped, a large part of it all went as CNG packages to the MENA region. And they have, some of them have been commissioned and they're working well. So it's not that we have a bad product. We have a business case that needs to be reworked and better, let's say, understanding has to come in. We'll see how to handle this.
Got it, sir. But, sir, would you believe that with the current guidance that we have given for the next 2 quarters of the current year is assuming the current market share, right, in the gas packages?
Yeah. So, I have fully digested now. There's no more holding back on the gas. Gas is more than compensated by what you will see coming up new on both refrigeration and other manufacturing. We have fully digested the gas market share, and we are not taking anything outstanding out of this. January, we will see that the numbers are there.
Sure. And sir, my second question is relating to the new segment that we are getting into, refrigeration. Air conditioning. Yeah. So, early days, but any sense on, you know, what can be the size of this business, say, 3 years down the line, if everything goes as per plan?
So, I'll go back to the same thing we said when Tiscatlipuka we did. It's a new engineered, patented design. We are doing things which others have not done. Even today, India imports almost all its compressors. Doesn't matter who, foreign companies, Indian companies, all the air conditioning and home refrigeration compressors are still imported. There are some people who are trying to build it, but almost even today, almost all of them are imported. We are going to put an Indian-made compressor with an Indian refrigerator into a complete green package, which will be the lowest cost to own and operate. Now, we are opening new spaces. Now, our view is that we should first get this in, sell for the first 6 months. The market size is at least 5,000 crore. If we crack it and get a 10% market share, then this is another Tiscatlipuka. You can't stop it. Everybody will jump into this, and then it's a whole new game altogether. So I would talk more about it after we crack this market. But I believe we have an absolute winner with us, and when we see our own product working in wherever we are testing, it wows me.
Sure, sir. Thank you so much and best of luck.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, please restrict yourselves to 2 questions. The next question is from the line of Kush Nahar from Electrum PMS. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Sir, thank you for the opportunity. So, a couple of questions. So, first, the new segment that we're entering, could you elaborate more on the competitive landscape in terms of who are the existing players who are supplying these products, and what would be our moat in order to displace them and win the new orders? And so, secondly, I think in the presentation, we have mentioned that we have won an order for the first time in the hydrogen segment. So if you could elaborate more in terms of the opportunity and when do we expect this segment to scale up in terms of revenues?
Okay, I'll take the second one first. We have put out quotations of almost more than 1,000 crore for various hydrogen packages. The 2 orders that we won gives us a lot of positive energy, simply because for the first time, we are going to have a end-to-end. That means they will just take water and electricity, produce hydrogen, bottle it, and put it into the vehicle, which will have, most of these vehicles will all be with a fuel cell. They will convert this hydrogen back to electricity and run the mobility. Now, this is a joint project with the oil companies. They are going to own it and run it. The fact that they start this and they work with us allows us to be a critical part in this value chain. As this value chain grows, it may not become the biggest mode of transportation, but this will be a mode of transportation at least for the heavy vehicles, buses, trains, etc. We would get embedded into this value chain. So we are very happy with this, and we are happy to work and set these two stations up. So let's see, hydrogen is even today largely a subsidy-driven business. So we'll have to wait and watch in terms of priority how much people would drive this with the current scheme of things. But we are in this value chain. So that's the first as far as the hydrogen is concerned. Now the second question you asked is on the air conditioning. See, air conditioning, you know all the big names. I mean, there are foreign companies, there are two large Indian companies. Most of them have a play in the commercial air conditioning space. All of them are extremely well entrenched. But all of them have a few common things. Almost all of them import their compressor, number one. Number two, all of them use refrigerant which has a very large number of either ozone depleting number or a global warming number. So I'm putting out a refrigerant which is zero in both. So it is the greenest of refrigerants possible. So we have several advantages. We are at the moment still not clear or made up our mind on the path that we will take. We may decide initially to do the product, do the installation, do everything. But later we may still partner with somebody. We may only do the product and allow others to do the installation and the site work, maintenance, etc. Or do a mix of both. So let this evolve. We will do it in two steps. First step, get the product as acceptable and established in the market. Then we will scale up on the marketing side. Does it answer your question, please?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ishwar from iThought PMS. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for taking my question. So, the question I had was, what are the CapEx plans in the coming 3 years? What is our current utilization levels in our various verticals and the peak revenue we can achieve through the current capacity?
Okay, this is a question that we have tried to answer several times. I'll try again. See, we spend on an average about between 70 to 100 crore on CapEx. This includes capacity increase and largely capability building. For the last 2-3 years, most of our CapEx has gone into creating in-house manufacturing capability that are unique, which allow us to have a cost position which is competitive, as well as to bring in the entire value chain within the company to the largest extent possible. We will continue to travel on this. As far as the PLI scheme is concerned, we have filed for an application to put up a fairly large capacity to make Zephyros C. That is a PLI program. We don't know, after we negotiate and agree, then we will decide. That will involve a significantly larger CapEx than our usual CapEx. As far as capacity utilization is concerned, we say that we are about running at about 70%. We definitely have capacity to get the next year's growth always. That's how we plan. The capacity utilization should be at about 70%, so there is headroom for the next year's growth.
Understood, sir. Understood. Got it. And next question I had was, last quarter we had some supply chain issues because of our partner in the EU, so which impacted our order intake and finalization. So we also said that we would slowly be mitigating this through, you know, introducing our skewer compressors in the smaller packages and subsequently scale them up to the larger ones. So, like, how has that turned out, sir? Have we even won any orders in the Keon series so far?
So, like I mentioned, the Keone is taken off. We are building packages now at the lower end, and customers are extremely happy with its performance as well as its reliability. Now, Howden is itself come back in a better shape than what they were after the transaction that happened at their end. They have been delivering products, but they're still again in the midst of another transaction because their parent is being again bought by another company, etc. So the longer term stability would mean a certain level of development by us, which we will continue to look at and work on.
Understood, understood, sir. And my final question, sir. The compressor which you mentioned, the refrigeration compressor for which we have applied the PLI scheme for, and at
Sorry to interrupt.
Say the
Mr. Eshwar?
Yes.
We have to proceed ahead.
Let me just squeeze this last question in. So I just wanted to understand what stage.
The next question is from the line of Abhilasha Sathana from Quantum. Please go ahead.
Thank you for taking my question. Most of the questions are answered. Just on the order inflow, you said that there have been few orders which have got, delayed, and you expect them to get through in Q3. So what is the visibility on that? So what are you estimating when you feel that the orders will come through? Because we are also seeing some structural challenges in terms of some of the industries, as you are highlighting. This is my first question. And going forward, when you are guiding for FY27, in that guidance, are you also taking this commercial refrigeration product which you are awaiting the clearance and the commercialization?
Okay. So with your permission, Abhilash, I'll quickly answer Eshwar's last one because I don't want them to feel disappointed. So
Yeah, sure.
What we asked for the air conditioning business, the Zephyrus C as a product is an established product for another area. We are repurposing it for an air conditioning purpose. We have patents around it, and we have now done the full configuration of the package, and we are now running tests within our premises. So this is an established thing. It's not in the air. So that's as far as Eshwar is concerned. Abhilash, do you have questions? First question you mentioned is on
Order booking.
Order booking.
Order.
So we have some big orders that are coming in. We have finalized all the negotiation, and they have cleared it, and they have to just sign and give it. They're saying we'll do it after Diwali. I don't physically have the order in my hand, but I believe it's been done. So once that comes, we will have enough orders to feel reasonably confident about the next year's number. We've been looking at next year. Whatever orders we need for this year, we are almost there. We know what we're doing for the rest of the two quarters, and we by and large have key orders with us. The routine orders, what we call this test and service, is an ongoing thing. So we are clearly having an order visibility for the year-end number. We are looking at how it is going to pan out for the next year, and we have orders.
Sorry to interrupt. Your voice is getting a bit cracked.
Is it? Okay. So I'll speak better. Can you hear me now?
Yes, sir, we can. Just
Okay.
distance yourself from the mic a little bit.
Okay. Okay. So the question is answered. Abhilash, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, sir, we can hear you now.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so that was my question, yeah. Thanks.
Mr. Abhilash?
So I'm done with my question. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. The next question is from the line of Balasubramanian from Arihant Capital. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Thank you so much for the opportunity. Sir, my first question, I think we are launching an 800 compressor frame in very soon. I just want to understand what are the specific market and customer segments for this frame compressor, and how does it complement the existing A2100, A2000, A7000, 2100 to 7000 range compressors? And sir, my second question, so what are the structural delays from European suppliers which is impacting refrigeration package finalizations? And is there any active program to dual source or indigenize these critical imported components to de-risk project timelines?
Okay. On the first question, the A800 is almost done. We're still now running trials inside the factory, and we will probably start selling the first product. Wherever drive screws are now used, be it in pharmaceutical industries, food processing industries, some amount in the power stations, etc., wherever drive screws are used, they can be much more comfortably replaced with the A800. It's a small centrifugal compressor. 800 denotes CFM, cubic feet per meter of air. So this is a small machine, very efficient, dry air by definition, and it's ideal for in the place of a dry screw. Cost would be pretty much comparable, but the operating cost would be significantly lower. It is a range that doesn't exist in India so far, and so we're trying to replace an imported product, which is a dry screw. Once we launch the product and scale up, then we talk about what all market it can take. We believe it should be about at least 100 numbers in a year. So that's as far as A800. Now, the second question that you asked is on, what was your question, Bala, the second one?
Difference between 800 and 7000.
Yeah, so that's only the CFM. So A800 is only 800 CFM. The other ones are much larger.
Okay, sir. What are the
structural
delays from European
suppliers? Okay, so the European suppliers, sorry, I wrote it in. Okay, Howden supply, we explained already, that is now behind. They are now better off. They are supplying reasonably on time, so we seem to be okay. At the lower end, we have already placed the Kioni packages that are running well, and so that will continue to scale up and grow. So we are addressing it quietly. See, partnerships are to take us through both good and bad times. We cannot respond or react by quarter. So we will do things in a nice way.
Okay.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Dhavan Shah from Alpha Accurate Advisor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity, sir. So my question, I have just one question, and that is on the order inflow side. You mentioned that there are some large orders which are going to come in the third quarter. Can you share the size of those orders? I mean, it could be in the project side of the ref business, but what could be the potential size of one order, and how many orders are you expecting incrementally in Q3? Because we are running at roughly 300 crore kind of the order inflow run rate since last three quarters.
Yeah, so we have been running very much behind our plan for order booking, particularly considering what are the targets that we have for sales for next year. So we are deeply worried. What we expect in Q3 is we should book orders significantly above 500, 600 crores. So that's our target. There are a couple of big orders, which is about half the size of the total years, so the 600 crore that we talk of, that we have seem to have finalized. We have not got the orders on hand. Let's have it on hand. We'll talk about it. So the visibility for us this quarter is important, that we get at least about 600 crore plus of orders, and we expect we'll do that.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will take that as the last question for today. As I would now like to hand the conference over to management for closing comments.
Yeah. So to all of you for patiently hearing us out, I know it's a complex business and we probably disappointed all of you in this quarter. We hope that we will have strong numbers when we come the new year. January, most of all the uncertainty that comes out of both geopolitical changes and structural changes in our business has been digested. We have several new happenings that's good and happening as far as we are concerned, and hopefully we will have a strong H2 to complete the year in a positive note. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
On behalf of Antic Stock Broking Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.